I know firsthand the challenges of being a caregiver to a loved one with a traumatic brain injury. My husband was hit by a car while riding his bicycle in 2010. Along with his TBI, he has PTSD, which rears its head in the form of nightmares. Today, he has recovered physically and works to recover from his TBI challenges every day. We are cautious about what we expose ourselves to, like scary movies, snakes, and heated political conversations. He meditates daily, takes time to rest when he needs it, and sometimes takes a simple walk to our garden, which can clear his head and make him better able to face his day. When the accident happened, our lives changed instantly. I was trying so hard to keep all the balls in the air, work, home, kids, bills, that I didn't think about anyone else. I isolated socially and lost many friendships. At a support group, I started talking with other caregivers about what was happening. It was easier to navigate the challenges, knowing how other people handled them and having someone appear help guide me through the hard stuff. Somewhere along the way, we both realized that we needed to advocate for ourselves. Speaking up for yourself can help you feel empowered and in control. When you advocate for yourself or your loved one, you take charge of your situation and demand the services and support you need, which can be very empowering. Second, advocacy can help you connect with other survivors and caregivers. When you share your experiences with others, you can learn from each other and build a strong support network. This can be invaluable, especially when you are feeling isolated or overwhelmed. My husband volunteers at a local rehabilitation hospital as a mentor. When newly diagnosed survivors are being treated long-term, they have lots of questions, and some want to talk with a peer who has found a way to overcome some of the challenges. Third, advocacy can help you raise awareness about TBI and its impact. When you speak out about TBI, you help educate the public about the issues, leading to better understanding and support for TBI survivors and caregivers. Go to a support group and talk about what's helped you. It may help someone else. Since his accident, we have heard about and met people going through TBI struggles. I wonder if we gravitate toward them or if they gravitate toward us. Still, we can use our experiences to help them through their journeys, and they unknowingly help us. Finally, advocacy can help you make a difference in the lives of others. Here are some ways to help other survivors and caregivers that we've tried. Volunteer for a TBI organization. Your local rehab may have a mentor or outreach program to help those who are just starting on the path that you're moving beyond. Share your story. Write a blog post or attend a support group, either online or in person. Support groups are safe places to discuss what's happening and to help understand why. We've learned many compensatory strategies from other survivors. Get involved in research. Many universities have ongoing research studies for brain injury survivors and caregivers, and they offer compensation for your story and time. No matter how you choose to advocate, you can make a difference. It's hard to reach out to others when you're struggling with your own stuff. I know, I get it. But if you share your experiences to help other people, you're also helping yourself. We are all in this together. Together, we can make a difference.